Chapter 5, Righteousness and Holiness of God. The eternal God is one Lord, and cannot, strictly speaking, be regarded as being made up of different parts or qualities. His nature, his character, his attributes are one. But our poor, finite minds can at any time only consider parts of his ways, Job 26, verse 14. And so we speak of him as possessing various qualities or attributes. One of the chief of these is his righteous and holy character, which we now wish to consider a little, as grace may be given. And truly, we shall find the scriptures set this forth clearly also. He is a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. Deuteronomy 32, verse 4. So Moses described his character to the children of Israel as he rehearsed his dealings with them. Also, when Jehoshaphat set up judges in the land of Judah, he put this righteousness of the Lord before them to direct them to judge righteously. Take heed what ye do, for ye judge not for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in the judgment. Wherefore now let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it. For there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons, nor taking of gifts. 2 Chronicles 19, verses 6 and 7. The prophets testify also of his righteous character. Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee, said Jeremiah, Jeremiah 12, verse 1. Daniel also expresses the same truth. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, for the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth. Daniel 9, verses 7 and 14. Yea, though the prophets and priests do evil in Jerusalem, the just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Zephaniah 3, verse 5. In the songs of heaven, too, they vindicate his righteous character. After these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven, saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God, for true and righteous are his judgments. Revelation 19, verses 1 and 2. With the harps of God, they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, Revelation 15, verses 3 and 4. This holiness of God is also clearly manifested. The very ground was made holy by his immediate presence. So Moses was told, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Exodus 3, verse 5. And Joshua received the same instruction, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. Joshua 5, verse 15. Again, when God descended in his awful majesty upon Mount Sinai, he told Moses to set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. Let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. Exodus 19, verses 23 and 24. The ark of the Lord, where he manifested his presence, was on this account so holy that when Uzzah, who was not one of the sons of Levi, put forth his hand to study it. God smote him there for his error, and there he died by the ark of God. 2 Samuel 6:7. And when the Philistines looked into the ark, which they had taken, he smote the men of Bethshemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. Even he smote of the people 50,000 and 70 men. And the men of Bethshemesh said, Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God? 1 Samuel 6:19-20. All this is because he himself is holy, and his name is holy. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, Isaiah 57:15. So also Mary, the mother of Jesus, said, For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. Luke 1:49. The angels of heaven ascribe him as thrice holy, as Isaiah saw in his vision. One cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Isaiah 6:3. John also, in the Revelation, had a similar vision. The four beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, and is to come. Revelation 4:8. This threefold ascription may well have to do with the Trinity of persons, for the Father is holy. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me. John 17:11. The Son is holy. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 48:17. And the Spirit is called the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost. The great God is also declared to be holy and righteous in his dealings, in his hatred of all iniquity, and in his associations. In his dealings with men, he will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and upon the children's children, unto the third and to the fourth generation. Exodus 34:7. He deals often in righteous retribution. With the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Luke 7:38. So Adonai Bezek acknowledged, when they cut off his thumbs and great toes, 70 kings, having their thumbs and their great toes cut off, gathered their meat under my table. As I have done, so God hath requited me. Judges 1:7. The eyes of the Lord are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. Jeremiah 32:19. The hatred of the Lord to all sin and iniquity is very manifest through the Scriptures. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity. Job 34:10. Abraham trusted in this righteousness of God. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Genesis 18:25. So also did the prophet Habakkuk. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord my God, mine Holy One? We shall not die. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Habakkuk 1 verses 12 and 13. Many instances there are of his judgments on the wicked. The great flood of Noah's days and the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah are conspicuous examples, and although often the wicked may seem to escape in this life, yet he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, Acts 17, verse 31, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous judge. Then, if we consider those with whom God will condescend to dwell, either here or hereafter, or those whom he is pleased to employ in his service, we find his holy character is again made manifest. The angels in heaven are holy angels. Mark 8, verse 38, Revelations 14, verse 10. And those who sinned were cast out from that holy place. 2 Peter 2, verse 4. Yea, he put no trust in his servants, and his angels he charged with folly. Job 4, verse 18. Those who shall dwell with him in heaven must be made holy, for there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth. Revelation 21, verse 27. And without holiness no man shall see the Lord. Hebrews 12, verse 14. Then those who are his servants on earth must be partakers of his holiness. Hebrews 12, verse 10. So it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1, verse 16. This was said to the priests and Levites under the Old Testament, Leviticus 11, verse 44. And the high priest was to wear a mitre, on which was a gold plate, bearing the words, Holiness to the Lord. Exodus 28, verse 36. All the servants of the Lord are to separate from evil. Depart ye, go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing, go ye out from the midst of her. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. Isaiah 53, verse 11. Under the New Testament also, a bishop must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, so also must the deacons be found blameless. 1 Timothy 3, verse 2 and 10, Titus 1, verse 2. Well may we say, as did the men of Bethshemesh, who is able to stand before this holy Lord God? He is a consuming fire, and it is only of his mercies that we are not consumed, for we are all under sin, both Jews and Gentiles. There is none righteous, no, not one. Right views of the holy and righteous character of God will show us how sinful and guilty we are, and that punishment must surely follow. His justice is inflexible and cannot pass by any transgression. And as our sins are infinite, being against the infinite God, the punishment must be eternal. What then are we to do? Is there no way of escape? Yes, verily, the great and holy God has provided a way whereby his justice can be satisfied, and yet the guilty go free. And it is here that his righteous character shines forth in its greatest glory. He sent his only begotten Son into the world to assume our nature, and to this God-man were imputed all the sins of his people. He hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53, verse 6. For these sins he atoned when he laid down his life a sacrifice and died upon the cross at Calvary. Here, the righteousness of God is manifested at its highest, because he could not pass by sin, even when it was laid upon his own dear Son, but he must suffer even unto death, until the very last mite was paid. With this sacrifice, the Father is well pleased, and for this reason can pass by the transgressions of his heritage and pardon the transgressors. Because of this, he can be just and faithful in forgiving sin. Oh, that we may so know the righteousness and holiness of God, as to be convinced of our own guilty and lost condition, and so see the satisfaction which Christ has made, as to be enabled to plead it, and to find that forgiveness that comes thereby.